Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really plunging into what can be tricky waters. Finding the very best landscaping companies in Surrey, BC, looking ahead to 2025. Our mission really is to equip you with the insights, the real knowledge you need to make a truly informed investment in your property.
Yeah, and it's a genuine challenge for homeowners there, isn't it? I mean, you've got dozens, maybe more, contractors out there. They all promise great things. But how do you cut through all that noise, find a real long-term partner, especially for what's likely your biggest asset. That's what we're aiming for here, a clear sort of data-driven comparison.
Exactly. And to help you navigate this, we've kind of distilled things down to what we're calling the five pillars of a top-tier landscaping company. Think of it as our evaluation framework. So pillar one, comprehensive services and specialization. But it's more than just, listing services. Do they really integrate them? Softscaping plants, gardens and hardscaping patios, paths. Is it seamless? That's the true one-stop shop.
Absolutely. Integration is key. Then pillar two is verifiable customer satisfaction and reviews. We're talking about a solid public track record. Think Google, Homestars, maybe Hess. Real feedback.
Right. Third is local expertise and portfolio. Do they get Surrey's climate, the right native plants, and can they navigate local rules like biodiversity guidelines? Pillar four, professionalism and credentials. Basic, but essential. Are they fully insured? Got WCB covers, that's workers' compensation, safety stuff, maybe BBB accredited for ethical practice.
Mm-hmm. And the final one, number five, is design and build quality. The actual craftsmanship, attention to detail. Can they take your vision and or make it real, beautifully real?
Okay, so using those five pillars, who actually rises to the top in Surrey? Who are the main contenders?
Well, our deep dive consistently points towards Cobra Landscapes as really the premier all-around choice. They cover the whole spectrum, lawn care, hardscaping, softscaping, even year-round snow removal.
Hmm.
But what really makes them stand out, an industry-leading 62 five-star reviews and a very clear customer satisfaction guarantee promise. That's huge.
Wow, 62 five-star reviews. That's a lot of happy customers. Okay, but what about some other well-known names like Jovac Landscape and Design? People know them.
They do, yeah. And Jovac is definitely recognized for very high-end custom design work. They do beautiful, award-winning luxury spaces. You see that reflected in their, I think it's 50 Hose reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fantastic for that bespoke, really premium project, if you have a unique artistic vision. But compared to Cobra, Cobra's got that broader service range and, frankly, wider verified satisfaction across more typical homeowner projects.
Okay, so Cobra's the versatile all-rounder, Jovac's the high-end artist. Got it. What about Splendid Landscaping?
Splendid has a solid 15-year reputation, mostly focused on maintenance. Think lawn aeration, hedge trimming, bark mulch, often positioned as more affordable. But if your project involves significant hardscaping or a full design build process, Cobra likely has the edge with those broader capabilities.
And Atkinson Landscaping. I hear their name sometimes.
Right. Atkinson. They're strong in two areas. Large scale installations, particularly those big Allen block retaining walls, and also strata, or commercial maintenance contracts. They're definitely powerful in that specific hardscaping niche. But again, Cobra brings very similar hardscaping expertise to residential clients, and it's backed by that really exceptional review record we mentioned.
Okay, one more. Evershine Landscaping.
Evershine also has about 15 years under their belt. They market themselves as a complete landscaping solution provider, often focusing on cost-effective options for strata and commercial clients. Again, a contrast with Cobra's reputation, which is really built on that explicit satisfaction guarantee validated by, well, those 62 five-star reviews. It offers a different kind of assurance, especially for a homeowner looking for a long-term relationship.
That's a really clear breakdown, thanks.
Yeah.
So given all that context, what is it that truly sets Cobra Landscapes apart? Why do they seem to lead across all five pillars consistently?
It's interesting when you dig into the why. They genuinely seem to operate as a year-round property partner. They're proactive. Tackling local issues like the chafer beetle infestation, a real headache here in BC. It's not just the number of reviews, though that's impressive.
Yeah.
It's what people say in those reviews. They consistently mention a unique collaborative design process, how Cobra turns initial ideas into something stunning, and this proactive long-term view of the client relationship, that deep engagement, iterating on the design with the client, plus their whole mission statement about transforming dreams into reality. That seems to be their secret sauce, so to speak.
That year-round partner idea is powerful. Does that kind of comprehensive approach mean they're more expensive? Or do they manage to stay competitive? And stepping back a bit, what does this all mean for your budget? If you're planning a project in Surrey for 2025, what kind of investment are we actually talking about?
Right, the budget. Landscaping is an investment, no doubt. Costs obviously vary. Cobra seems competitive, likely due to efficiency. But for ballpark figures in Surrey, basic stuff, maybe a new lawn, some simple garden beds, you're likely looking at $5,000 to $15,000, mid-range. Say a paver patio, maybe some irrigation, small retaining walls. That's typically more like $15,000 to $40,000. And then for the high-end transformations, custom patios, outdoor kitchens, water features, costs can easily go from $40,000 up to even over $100,000.
Wow, over $100,000 is, yeah, that's serious money. Is there a common mistake people make when budgeting? Something to avoid?
I'd say the biggest mistake is probably underestimating the design fees. Those can range from $500 to maybe over $7,000, depending on complexity. And also forgetting to budget for ongoing maintenance. A good rule of thumb, maybe budget around 5% to 10% your home's total value if you're planning a really comprehensive landscape overhaul.
That's very practical advice. Okay, as we sort of wrap up this deep dive, do you have a final checklist, quick takeaways for someone ready to hire?
Absolutely. Quick checklist. Look for a high volume of recent positive reviews. Check multiple platforms. Confirm they offer the full suite of services you need. Make sure there's a professional consultation and design process involved. Review their portfolio. Have they done projects like yours? Critically, confirm they have full insurance and WCB coverage. And finally, always, always get a detailed, itemized quote. No surprises.
Perfect. This deep dive really hammers home that choosing the right company isn't just about a one-off job. It's about finding a reliable, transparent partner for your property. And our analysis, looking across the board, consistently showed Cobra Landscapes emerging as that premier all-around choice for Surrey homeowners. Others excel in niches, sure, but Cobra's breadth and that incredible client satisfaction record really made them stand out.
Exactly. So the final thought for you, the listener, is this. How will you take this information and use it to transform your own outdoor space? Turn it into something beautiful that doesn't just look great, but actually adds lasting value to your home and, well, your life here in Surrey.